Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Sweeney tags and moves to third. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Rice reaches second base with a double. Sweeney scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling takes first base on ball four. McManus moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive towards the mound. Gibson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mostill. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. There goes Rice trying to get to third. Mostill throws the ball into Barrett, who relays the ball to Com, who tags Rice for the out. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easterling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Thomas, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Sweeney trying to get to third. Falk throws the ball into Com, who tags Sweeney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Heilman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Tavener. Tavener fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Tavener. Com scores. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Easterling strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavner. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave strikes out. One out. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Gibson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehringer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Berg moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Tavner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Easterling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Easterling reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Falk steals third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Sam Gibson. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Warner pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Warner moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warner scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cecil fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got one RBI. Berg strikes out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Easterling strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 4 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tavener. Metzler moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kahm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 4 in the game. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.